This is the Employment Law Show.
And welcome to it. It's 6:32 on Tuesday evening. Good to have you along for the show. John Scholes here. Lior Samfiru joining, of course, and you are as well. Good to have you tucked in for the next half hour. Anytime you need to reach out, I'll give you a website off the top, which is super handy. It's free, of course, anonymous like them all, but you'll have access to something we call the Severance Calculator. And if you're not familiar with that or the website, pocketemploymentlawyer.ca is where you'll find it. Lots of other useful information as well. And reach out to Lior and the team anytime we're not doing the show, 1-855-821-5900, help@employmentlawyer.ca. And the main topic as we carry through there between the calls is going to be, hey, Lior, can my employer legally do what it's doing? We'll get down to some of those just a bit and expose those. But case of the day is we're always, we always kick off. Pal, what do you got going on tonight?
Johnny, hey, great to be here to talk about this very important topic that we all need to know about, and that is, of course, employment law. To try to demystify this topic. So if you're heading back from work right now, or maybe you're in the car, you want to know something about your rights, you've always wondered something, or maybe something happened over the past few days and you're not sure your employer is doing it all right. Well, let's talk about it. Call us right now. Ask me the question. I'll tell you. And the worst thing that can happen is at least you'll know.
Yeah.
And chances are that you have rights that you didn't even realize you had. That happens all the time. We see this on the show. People call and they have their eyes open and they realize, wait a second, I actually can do something about my employer changing my hours of work or reducing my pay or relocating me or making me come to work in the office instead of working from home, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You get the idea. If you're dealing with a workplace issue, let's deal with it together. Call us on the show. Or option number two, just as good, maybe even better in some cases, call me in the office or email me. We can give you that contact information throughout the show so we can have that private chat. But let me tell you about the case of the day. So over the past few days, I've gotten a few calls about employers that had offered their employees early retirement incentives. And the way this works is an employer says to employees, says, hey, if there's anyone that wants to retire and leave the company, we are willing to offer you this much. You don't have to. But if you want to, that's what we're offering. And I've had a couple of people contact me and wanting to understand what their rights are in that type of a scenario. So the first thing I want to say is that when your employer is giving you the option to either stay, if you want, no problem, you stay, or to take a payment to leave, then the law stays out of that. And what I mean by that is where the law comes in and imposes obligations is in a situation where the employer decides you're gone. If your employer tells you you're gone, you don't have the option to stay, we're letting you go, then the law comes in and says, well, wait a second. We're going to make sure you pay this person what you owe them. We're going to make sure that you pay them the severance that they're owed, etc. Where that doesn't happen, where the employer simply says, no, you stay if you want, but we're going to give you something else if you want to leave, the law says, hey, that's now for you to decide if that's good enough for you to take. So if your employer wants to offer you 25 cents and you want to take 25 cents to leave, I mean, probably a bad idea, but you can. Or if your employer says, we'll give you a gold watch and you want to take that, you can. The law doesn't factor in. There's no legal obligations that your employer has in that scenario. So ultimately, you have to decide whether or not that's good enough for you to leave. And if it is, you can accept it. And if it's not, you stay. Now, where it can change very quickly, and I've seen this happen too, is a situation where the company says, yeah, you have the ability to stay or choose to leave with payment. The employee says, okay, I'll stay. And the employer says, you know what? Actually, we decided we want you gone. Well, at that point, we're going to look at your age or position, length of employment, and the law is going to impose obligations on your employer. So let's make that distinction between a situation where you're given the option to leave, but you can stay, or a situation where your employer forces you to leave. If your employer forces you to leave, make sure you call me. Make sure we speak. Make sure that you don't sign off on anything. But if your employer simply is offering you an option, hey, it's up to you to decide what's good or not good for you.
So this really has nothing to do what your severance amount would have been. So if you had you been let go, you would have got 24 months. But the employer says, hey, man, if you want to go now, we're offering everyone a package. We'll give you a year's pay, 50 cents on the dollar. That's up to you. And that's not illegal. They can't come back and say, where's my other half, right?
Absolutely not, because it's not a termination, right? It's
Love
simply
it.
An offer. The employer can say, you know, we're buying everyone new, that wants to leave a T-shirt with our logo on it. So if you want it, you can retire. Well, you know what I mean? It will make
yeah.
for a very bad deal. But yeah, you don't necessarily compare that to your severance. Nice. You can compare it if you want, but there's no obligation on the employer to actually pay your full severance if they're not forcing you to leave.
Great information. Igor, good evening. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing? Great day for talk radio.
Yeah, you bet, pal. What's where's my bell? Ding, ding. There it is.
Right. Ding, best ding, ding, ding.
Oakley took it home with him, man. I can't do anything about it. What's going on with you, pal?
Yeah, I'm just asking, can an employer fire his employee for a traffic offense, whether it's driving with a cell phone or unsafe lane changes or speeding or whatever?
So is this, first of all, an offense that was done during the course of employment or in the employee's private time?
During the course of employment, during the workday.
So if it's an offense that doesn't impact your ability to continue driving, maybe you pay a fine, but other than that, you can continue driving, and it doesn't impact your employer's insurance, then no, they can't. Well, if they fire you, they'd have to pay severance. They can't fire you for cause. But if it's an offense that can impact your ability to drive or that makes their insurance that much more expensive, that may be grounds for cause potentially in that situation. Certainly, if it happens on your own time, no. But if it happens at work time and it impacts your ability or it costs them more, that could be grounds for cause.
And how would one determine that?
The employer has to
ultimately... How it impacts them.
Right. Well, first of all, you should know, if you get a traffic offense, does that impact your ability to drive? You should know that just in dealing with the police or dealing with the Crown that you're dealing with. In terms of their insurance, ask the question. And ultimately, the employer has to prove that it impacts them. So they have to prove. They have to provide that evidence. If they don't have that evidence, then it makes it a wrongful dismissal. Usually when I get involved, I ask the question, they answer me very quickly, they provide me all the information, and if they don't have that information, it means then that it hasn't been impacted. So the best advice I'm going to give you is this. If you or someone you know lose your job in that situation, call me and call me right away.
Hey, Lior, can my employer legally do what it's doing? That's the main topic. It's on the way back as we continue the Tuesday edition of the Employment Law Show. Hang in there.
Welcome back to the Employment Law Show.
And welcome back. We are set to go. We hope you are as well. Hey, Lior, can my employer legally do what it's doing? I guess because of this topic, Lior, this phone call comes your way all the time, right?
Usually when I speak to someone, it's kind of how it starts. You know, is this right? Can my employer do this, etc.? And that's how it starts. So we wanted to answer some of those common questions that I get so that you know, what your employer doing correct? Is it wrong? And if it is wrong, what can you do about it? So this is a very common and very important topic.
First one is, hey, can my employer make me make my shifts longer or even have me start earlier? How about that?
So generally speaking, the answer to that is no. And the length of your shift, the hours that you work, is a very important term of employment, obviously. Whether you work days or nights, if you start at this time or that time, it's an important term, and the rule is that an employer cannot make significant changes to terms of employment, and if they do, that could be a constructive dismissal. Now, I said significant changes. Mm-hmm. That means that there's potentially changes that are not considered significant that an employer can get away with. So, you know, we talk about hours. If your shift is changed from 9 to 5 to 8:30 to 4:30, maybe you're not happy about that, and I get that, but it's not considered significant enough to be a constructive dismissal. But instead of 9 to 5, they want you to start early. Now you're working 6 to 2. Well, no, wait a second. That is a big deal. That's a significant change, and that could absolutely be a constructive dismissal. And of course, when we say constructive dismissal, what we mean is that may give you the option to say, no, I'm not accepting this. This is not okay. Instead, if you're insisting on it, I'm going to leave, and you're going to pay me my full severance. That's a constructive dismissal. So yeah, your hours of work should not be changed significantly. Your days of work, the length of your shift. If any time that happens in any meaningful way, you want to give me a call, and you have a small window to do that. If you continue working for any period of time, really for a few weeks, you're going to be considered to have accepted what your employer did. You don't want that.
How about this? Can my employer make me sign the PIP, the Performance Improvement Plan?
I get asked that often. Your employer gave you a performance improvement plan. It's probably not something that was very positive. And they say, sign here. And like, wait a second, I'm not okay with this. They insisted I sign. What do I do? Well, take a very good look at where it says to sign. Usually, the signature is just for you to acknowledge that you've received a copy of it. Not that you've agreed, not that this is correct. Just that by signing here, you acknowledge that you have a copy of this performance improvement plan. So later on, you can't say that you never saw it. And you will see that it says that, you know, by signing here, here's what happens. And if that's all it does, if it's just an acknowledgement that you received it, it's absolutely fine to sign. Sign it, no problem. On the other hand, if it does say, by signing here, you agree that everything above is correct, well, no, you can't and shouldn't sign it if, in fact, you don't agree with it. If it's not correct, if it's not an accurate reflection of your job performance. Instead, what I want you to do, if you don't agree with the performance improvement plan, is I want you to say so. I want you to send an email to your employer saying, yes, I have a copy of this performance improvement plan, but here's why I don't agree with it. Here's why there's some information that's missing, or there's other information that you need to have, or here's why whatever you said there is not absolutely correct. Provide that information professionally, respectfully. You don't want to call anyone names. You don't want to accuse anyone of anything. But say so. By doing that, by saying why you agree with it, you're going to make it a lot harder for the company to let you go. Oftentimes, a negative performance review or a performance improvement plan could be a step towards letting you go for cause. By responding to it as to why you don't agree with it, yes, you're going to preserve your job. But generally speaking, in most cases, it's okay to sign it to simply acknowledge that you received a copy.
Going through a list of things if your employer can't legally do, that's what we're working our way through. But you still got time to call us here, 416-870-6400. Lior, my employer says it's struggling financially. I feel bad. Can it decide to cut my pay because of it?
And, you know, we've heard this often since that pandemic, after the pandemic, employers struggling financially. And, you know, in many cases, that struggle is real and they're trying to survive. And the question becomes, well, because of that, can they just reduce my pay? Well, here's the thing, and this is the legal answer. The legal answer is that the law does not permit struggling employers to do something that it otherwise couldn't do. So just because an employer is struggling financially, they don't have new rights. They don't have a right to reduce your pay. Just like an employer that's doing very well can't reduce your pay, same thing with an employer that's struggling financially. And this goes back to what I was saying earlier. A significant change to the terms of employment can be a constructive dismissal. So if you're getting a significant pay cut, say 15% or more, that's absolutely a constructive dismissal. That means that your employer is doing something they're not allowed to do, and you can treat that as a termination of employment. So no, even in a situation where the struggle is real financially, you still have the same rights that you would otherwise.
Unless, of course, as I always say, you know, if you want to be the good soldier, maybe it's a buddy of yours, you want to say, okay, give you a break for 6 months, take a little bit less pay, but it's got to be temporary, right?
Exactly. And you say, okay, my employer is struggling financially, I want to help out, and that's fine. You absolutely can do that. You simply send your employer a note saying, okay, well, I'm not okay with this, but I understand you're struggling, so here's what I'm going to be okay to do. I'll agree to take this pay cut for a month, 2 months, whatever you decide. Just make sure there's a specific date. And after that, I expect to go back to my usual pay. So if you say that, and let's say that time passes and they're not bringing you up, you still have the option to consider this a constructive dismissal. You haven't lost anything. On the other hand, if you don't say anything, you just hope that after a few months, they'll increase your pay back to what it was. You're considered to have accepted it, and then you're stuck, and you can never pursue a constructive dismissal. So very important to play this correctly, or better yet, let's talk off air. Call me to make sure that we're doing this right.
This next one's great. It keeps coming up. I'm surprised it still does, you know, in 2024. My doctor put me on modified duty, certain things I can and cannot do. Well, my employer disagrees with the restrictions that my doctor has recommended. Can they do that?
John, you know, you're saying, why is this coming up in 2024? But not only is it coming up, not a day goes by, a day, including weekends, okay, where this exact issue doesn't come up, when someone doesn't call me, email me, etc., asking this question, you know, what do I do? How can my employer simply disagree with my doctor? Well, the answer is they can't. Your employer does not have the ability to disagree with your doctor. They don't have the ability to question your doctor, to say, no, no, doctor, you don't know what you're talking about. Not at all. They also don't have the ability to tell you that you have to see another doctor, that you have to provide them your entire health records, all your health records. Absolutely not. Your doctor can say, here's the accommodation that you need. Modified duties, modified hours, less hours, or ability to work from home. And once your employer has that, your employer has to make all efforts to make it happen, to provide that accommodation. Your employer can't ignore your doctor, can't disagree with your doctor, can't say, too bad, I don't want to do it. It's just going to cause me some difficulty, so I'm not doing it. That duty to accommodate is a very strict one, and your doctor is the one that has the power to dictate it. So if your employer is not following your doctor, you call me. We can easily get it resolved.
To reach Lior beyond that, help at employmentlawyer.ca. And that phone number, too, write it down. Keep it, 1-855-821-5900. This one's a beauty, too. Can my employer extend, key word being extend, my temporary layoff? What do you think about that?
You know, I get that asked often. You know, I've been on this temporary layoff for a while. I expected to be called back. Instead of being called back, they said, sorry, we're going to extend it. Can they do that? Well, there's something you need to know, and that is, forget about extending. It's very likely your employer didn't have a right to begin with to put you on that temporary layoff. For most employees, that temporary layoff is not allowed. If your employer puts you on a temporary layoff, we go back to what I was saying earlier, constructive dismissal. Yeah. If you're now not working and not getting paid, that's obviously a significant change to the terms of employment. You used to work, now you're not working. Well, a significant change, that's a constructive dismissal. So in most cases, forget about extending it. Your employer simply does not have a right to do it, meaning you don't have to sit at home. You don't have to wonder when they'll call you back. You can decide, I've had enough. I want my severance, and I'm pursuing this now, whether that's after a week of being on a layoff or 6 months. Now, if you've been laid off before, that means you've accepted it, and now potentially they can do it again. And potentially they can now put you on a temporary layoff for as long as up to eight months. But that's only if you accepted it before, if you signed an employment agreement that gives them that right. If this is your first temporary layoff, you don't have to wait. They can't extend it. They can't even put you on it. So let's make sure we do this right and get you what you're owed. Again, as I said, it starts by giving me a call.
Again, all these questions come under the topic of, can my employer legally do these things? You know, a short time ago, we talked about, you know, them being struggling and can they give me a pay cut just to make it through? This is kind of the other, the flip side of that is, can my employer says, you know, we're really, really busy and everybody needs to tuck in and do some overtime hours. Can they force me to do that?
Yeah, and that absolutely comes up. Your employer wants you to work overtime. Can they make you? Well, generally speaking, the answer is no. You have your hours of work, and your employer can't force you to work more hours unless, and this is important, unless you sign an employment agreement that specifically says that, you know, your hours are this, but we, the employer, can have you work more hours. If you've agreed to work more hours in that employment agreement, then yes, your employer can make you, and if you don't, that becomes insubordination, and there could be discipline for that. If you did not sign that, and most employees have not signed something that says that, but you'd have to look at yours, then no, your employer cannot force you and you cannot be disciplined for refusing to work overtime. But this is not the end of the analysis, because even though your employer cannot discipline you for refusing, they can still let you go.
Right.
An employer can let an employee go pretty much for any reason as long as severance is paid. So yes, your employer can say to you, because you didn't work overtime, I'm going to let you go. They're going to have to pay you that full severance because it's not considered discipline. You can't be disciplined for refusing. It's simply considered a termination without cause. So you may have to decide, if your employer is threatening to let you go for not working overtime, what is better, to work the overtime or to be let go with severance. But your employer won't be able to avoid paying you severance in most of those cases.
This next one comes from the archives. If I can't believe this still happens in the workplace, but can my employer punish me if I speak up and complain about workplace harassment?
And this hopefully should be clear and obvious to most of our listeners. The answer, of course, is absolutely not. Your employer can't do anything to you. if you complain about harassment, if you bring up a harassment issue to them, if you insist that your employer deal with that harassment issue, nothing can be done to you. You, every employee, has the right to work in a harassment-free work environment, to work in a non-poison environment, an environment that's healthy, supportive, etc. So if you're not in that situation, you're being mistreated, bullied, harassed, whether it's a coworker, a supervisor, etc., you have the right to let your employer know. They have the obligation to investigate, to take it seriously, and to fix that problem. And if they don't do any of that and instead they let you go, they discipline you, they punish you in any way, that's very, very illegal. There's several laws that are being broken in that scenario. So no, that cannot, should not ever happen. If anything like that happens to you, call me. Definitely there's going to be consequences.
My employer has given me a severance offer, and I don't like it. I don't want to accept it. Can they take it away?
So, listen, the only time your employer can, quote-unquote, take it away is if they've offered you more severance than what the law says they should be offering you. If they've offered you more severance, then, yeah, I guess they can change their mind. But wait a second. The chances of that happening are so tiny that, you know, you're probably, if that happens, you probably want to go out there and play the lottery because you're in a very lucky situation. It's not going to happen. In the vast majority of cases, whatever your employer is offering you is a lot less than what you're actually owed. So you don't have to worry about them taking it away because they'll love for you to accept this. They're offering you a really bad deal, so they'd be thrilled if you accept this, whether it's tomorrow, next week, or next month. So don't worry about that deadline. It's a pressure tactic. We have to make sure you get what you're owed. You only have one chance to do that. If you sign that piece of paper and the next morning you realize, wait a second, I just learned that I made a mistake. They owe me another $75,000. You can't do anything about it. So don't worry about that deadline. Your legal rights don't expire. You won't lose anything. What we're trying to do, what we're always going to do, is make sure you get your full severance.
And we are done, so we hope you enjoyed that topic. In the meantime, you can do a little homework for yourself when it comes to that severance that Lior just mentioned. Just go to pocketemploymentlawyer.ca and take the severance calculator out for RIP and see the number it gives you. Be surprised, but don't be at the same time. And then follow that up with a phone call to Lior and his team anytime just to have a chat, not even about severance. Could be a myriad of topics. That's 1-855-821-5900. Back here again tomorrow, 6:30, the Wednesday edition of the Employment Law Show. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
The preceding was a paid commercial program. Unless otherwise identified, the guests on the program are employees of or otherwise represent the advertiser. The opinions expressed therein are those of the advertiser and do not necessarily reflect the views and policies of Chorus Entertainment.